It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. President Obama travels to Madison, Wisconsin this afternoon for a rally at the University of Wisconsin. He wants to boost the chances of his fellow Democrats in the November elections. One of those in an unexpectedly tight race is Senator Russ Feingold. In some polls, he's trailing Republican Ron Johnson, a millionaire businessman who has never run for public office before. NPR's David Shaper has our report.
The distinct smell of bratwurst, sauerkraut, and beer hangs over the Oktoberfest Maple Leaf Parade in La Crosse, Wisconsin, as tailgaters under tents and canopies line the parade route.
We have a grill set up. We have coolers full of beverages.
Dave Erlitsky grills brats and sips a beer as a politician walks by. The 36-year-old Erlitsky says he's still undecided in Wisconsin's tight Senate race between three-term incumbent Democrat Russ Feingold and Republican businessman Ron Johnson.
We definitely need someone that wants to create jobs, and that's what we really need. And I don't know. If Feingold is that or if Ron Johnson is that, you know.
But this union carpenter isn't too happy with the Democrats right now.
I feel that we've seen little change when we thought there was going to be big change.
How you guys doing? Hi, Ron Johnson, right through the Senate. Well, folks.
Ron Johnson is trying to capitalize on that growing voter frustration with Wisconsin's struggling economy. Like other upper Midwestern states, Wisconsin has lost tens of thousands of manufacturing and construction jobs in recent years. Johnson is the head of a plastics manufacturing company in Oshkosh. While walking the parade route, he says until 6 months ago, he had never even thought about running for office.
This is not my life's ambition. I'm in this race because our government is out of control. It's growing too large. It's spending way too much money. We're bankrupting our country. And this health care bill is going to destroy not a perfect system, but the finest health care system in the world. That's why I got in the race.
Johnson spoke out passionately against the health care reform law at a Wisconsin Tea Party rally on Tax Day last spring, and soon after jumped into the race for Senate. Spending millions of his own money, Johnson easily won Wisconsin's Republican primary 2 weeks ago, and along the way has drawn into a dead heat with Feingold, whose seat had been considered safe for Democrats.
How you guys doing? Good to see everybody. Hello. How are
you? Feingold says he understands why, after his 18 years in office, Wisconsin voters might now be considering someone new.
People are hurting, and they have a right to look at, you know, what you've done, and they have the right to say, okay, this guy's been in office as he's been part of the solution or part of the problem. I've been part of the solution, but we also have to show that we're going to continue to help solve the problem.
Feingold points to his willingness to vote against his own party on free trade agreements, the Wall Street bailout, and the recent financial reforms. That independent streak is something many Wisconsin voters appreciate, especially in Feingold's hometown of Janesville.
I'm a big fan of his.
Guy Stricker is a Marine Corps veteran now studying to become a teacher.
He's actually gone to the other side and worked with Republicans. McCain, there's a McCain-Feingold bill. He's not one of those, I'm a Democrat, no matter what Democrats do is right, no matter what Republicans do is wrong. I think he looks out for what he feels is best for his constituents, and that's why I like him.
You know, I've voted for Feingold since I can remember, but this year I'm not going to.
Retired Janesville auto worker Jim Hassman says the economy trumps all else.
You know, the definition of an insanity is keep on doing the same thing, expecting a different result, and I don't think we can keep on doing what we're doing. We've got to do something different.
To counter that rising tide against Feingold, President Barack Obama will try to rally the Democratic Party base at the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison today. Handing out leaflets on the mall where the rally will take place is campus Democratic Party organizer Micah Peppers. Peppers admits there's not quite the same level of political enthusiasm on campus as there was when then-candidate Obama visited 2 years ago.
It's definitely different because, obviously, in a presidential election, people know there's an election, whereas a lot of students don't even really know what a midterm election is or that it's coming up. So it's my job to try and educate students on what's happening, on what's going on, and try and hopefully get them out to vote.
Several students say they're getting fired up about the president's visit. Peppers hopes that will make his job of turning out the student vote in Madison for Feingold and other Democrats easier come November. David Shaper, NPR News.